Hello and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell. It's Wednesday, the 5th of August, and we've got a very exciting episode ahead for you today because back on the pod, we have Mr. Curtis Tyler from BFBS Germany, and you know when he is on the pod that it's going to be a good one. All right, love.
Let's go, Luzzah! You good?
I think you are now the person that we've had
most
on the
capped.
Pod the most.
Yeah. Most capped player. Thank yeah. you so much.
You've knocked George Ryland off
I
the top
just
want
to thank my mum. Actually, no, I'm not going to thank my mum. I'd like to thank just me.
I would like to thank me.
Yeah, for being just all right. Mediocre. For being mediocre.
Oh, bless you, my love. But something quite exciting has happened in Germany recently, and that is Minden Day, isn't it?
Yeah, really exciting. It's exciting because it's one of those things where, you know, around the British Army, battle honours are commemorated often. Every cap badge has their own, but Minden Day is celebrated by the descendants of some of the battalions that fought in this really, really incredibly famous battle. And they're not around anymore, but the descendants of, and there are a few cap badges that do celebrate Minden Day, as did the engineers that are based in Minden as part of a joint German-British battalion. They celebrated Minden Day in Minden. So we are the best placed for this, Loz.
Yeah, I was going to say, for context, where BFBS Germany is, we're in Sennelager, but Minden is sort of about an hour's drive.
About an hour's drive, and it's just southwest. West of Hanover. So if anybody's not been to Sennelager before, and Hanover's maybe a bit more of a location that you could pick on a map, yeah, just southwest of Hanover.
And we have a lot of our sort of troops that go up there, do exercises, they work there. 2-3 amphibious squadron are up there quite a lot, so it's quite an important area for us and quite an important day for us here in Germany.
Absolutely, definitely one to be commemorated, and I'm really excited to talk to you about it. It's recently been, so it happened on Saturday on the 1st of August, commemorating the Battle of Minden that happened all the way back in 1759.
Wow, long time ago then.
Long time ago. This is one of those brilliant things. I love history, mm-hmm. Loz, but normally I love just people telling me about history. And now I've kind of role reversed it, and I'm here and I get to tell you about history.
School is in session.
Yes, yes. We will get Major Ryan Ingram, who I'm sure is a little bit more knowledgeable than me, to talk, and you can hear Ryan talking a bit. But my favourite thing about Minden Day, and this is something that I just kind of want to say and get out there first of all, one of my favourite facts about it is that it was won by the Allied forces. We call them the Allied forces because the team that the British were a part of. The reason the Allied forces won this battle was because actually they mistook a command.
Oh.
There was a misinterpreted command. Now, I don't want to go out on a limb and tell you what the exact command was, because I think I've seen different reports of what it was here, there and everywhere. But the bottom line was, back in the 1700s, you would not, as a kind of infantry battalion, you wouldn't fight a cavalry. Because they've got horses, you've not got horses.
Horses are quite lethal, yeah.
Bad
sure.
times. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened was the British infantry soldiers, yeah, they just went for it.
Okay.
And it was supposedly they weren't supposed to, but they just did. And as it turns out, they won anyway.
I love
and,
that.
And that yeah, epitomises kind of the Battle of Minden, that even though it wasn't supposed to happen the way it did, the British still won.
Which is good, because as Brits, sometimes we do like a good rule. But clearly not then.
In this time, yeah, we didn't stick to the exact command. But it was a really significant battle in the 7 Years' War, which I can tell you a little bit more about after maybe we hear from Ryan and it'll give it a bit more context. But it was a significant battle that basically saved Hanover being a part of Germany from being captured by the French and the Austrians. And we saved it. We helped save it, which was a good thing. A good thing.
Now, Minden Day itself, what is Minden Day? How is it celebrated? What do they do to mark the occasion?
Yeah, good shout. So I didn't go this year. It was one of those where just diaries didn't quite align. But I have been before, and it really is a beautiful celebration of coming together of communities. So when I went, I can tell you that there were representatives from military bands. There wasn't a full turnout, but I know there was invites extended to the Princess of Wales Royal Regiment. PWOR is another cap badge that celebrates Minden Day. And I'm sure they had representatives there. And there's so many of the locals and German military, ex-military, Royal British Legion that turn out. And Ryan says all this in his interview where he kind of explains just how phenomenally the community, the military, civilian, British, German community really come together in Minden at the same memorial. So they've got a memorial site with a fantastic stone memorial there, and everyone gathers round on this nice kind of grassy area that at the back of it, so at one side you can imagine beautiful kind of trees and greenery, and on the other side then you've got quite a main road that goes along. And so then you've got all the military personnel and everyone that's involved in the ceremony on this kind of grassy area in front of this big stone memorial that's really majestic. And then just civilians just scatter along this street just at the back. And it's honestly incredible. They lined the streets to watch this phenomenal thing. And I know that happens year on year. And I know last year they had a little bit of trouble with the weather. It was very rainy. This year it wasn't rainy. It was a bit warmer, which I'm sure everyone involved would have been a bit pleased with. But it really is a coming together. And I think that's the best way to describe it.
And you spoke to Major Ryan Ingram. Who is he?
Yeah, so he's the second in command of 130 German British Amphibious Engineer Battalion based in Minden. And I caught up with him just before Minden Day.
It was a decisive Allied victory in the Seven Years' War, where Anglo-German infantry shattered French forces in the vicinity of Minden, saving Hanover and inspiring the enduring Minden Day traditions and the Rose tradition, which is so steeped in the local community. It was all about the threat to Hanover and the fact that the British were linked into the electorate and the rule of Hanover through King George II. Where do we find ourselves now? There were six British infantry regiments that fought, known as the Minden Regiments, the 12th, 20th, 23rd, 25th, 37th and 51st regiments, off the top of my head, alongside the Royal Artillery. What does that mean to us now? PWRR are the last lineage connected to Minden Day. So from the engineer cohort in and around Senlager and any of the British forces, we keep the Minden tradition alive with our German comrades in Minden.
It's a really nice community feel, isn't it? Because you have a number of other visitors come up, spectators as well come up to the beautiful memorial in Minden.
Absolutely. So the memorial site up there is a true testament to the battle and the forces that were involved there. Royal British Legion always support us really well, and we're always really appreciative of their support and ongoing presence at the parade. Obviously, my boss, the commander, takes the parade, and we have elements this year from 3rd Panzer Pioneer, who's one of our companies within the battalion. We have 2-3 Amphibious, which we all know and love, and then the Burger Battalion, so the Community Engagement Battalion, who are massively integrated into everything that we do up in Minden. So always a good crowd, and then we have the expat community who spice things up as well, which are always great to see and always great to talk to.
It's a really good community engagement. You do encourage spectators. People can come and they line the street, quite literally. I'm not making that up, but people do line the street to watch. And it's a great way to improve your German, because the words spoken usually a little bit in German, so you can kind of put your German to the test, right?
Absolutely. So it caters for all. The commander delivers his speech both in German and in English. So yeah, you get that conversion rate as well. And then the British side of life, we conduct everything with regards to the prayers and the remembrance in English, and also the Germans cover that off for the local community, so all bases covered.
Now Curtis, what I find so fascinating about Minden Day was what you were telling me about the clothing.
Yes, so everyone turns out in their ones. Everyone's incredibly well dressed, as you'd expect from a military kind of parade and ceremony. But the Burger Battalion that Ryan mentioned in there, they often turn out in quite periodic uniforms, so it's not necessarily anything modern that you'd see. It ranges, and they do dress each kind of smartly but differently, and it's phenomenal to see. It just adds that extra bit of heritage, I think is the best word to describe to such an amazing day.
It literally just sounds like walking history.
It's so good. It is, and it is really that little bit of history. Like, I've loved learning more about Minden Day and that kind of era, that 7 years war that not many people know about, because it is quite a important bit of history, and you probably have heard parts of history that come off of the 7 years war, so like the French Revolution, the American Revolution, like all came off of the back of the 7 years war. It is a really integral part of kind of world history. Even historians say that it's like World War Zero. Imagine it was like the prequel to World War One. Yeah. It's the big thing beforehand.
Oh, that is so interesting. And you're quite fascinated by it all, aren't you?
Yeah, I love it. I love history, and I love kind of when somebody tells you about how something affected and things move into something else, you go, oh, wait, hang on. So that's why that happened? It really is. So you do find that France losing in the 7 Years War and losing in scenarios like that at the Battle of Minden, it really did go, the country went massively into debt and caused the French Revolution. And you go, oh yeah, I've heard of the French Revolution. And it pieces all the puzzle pieces together.
I tell you something, I'm learning something today.
Every day's a school day,
Every
Loz.
Day is indeed
Every
a school
day's
day.
A school day.
I don't feel like I got taught this in Horrible Histories.
No, well, you have now, and it was Horrible Histories featuring me.
It's like an Essex lesson all
over
again.
Yeah, it really is. It's my favourite way is I always try and like dumb it down for myself. So it's like I look at what was the team one? What's like tag team A? And you've got kind of Britain and Prussia and the Hanoverians on this side, and then you've got the French on the other side with the Austrians, the enemy.
I would have loved to have watched you sit a GCSE history exam.
Genuinely, I took GCSE history, and in all my kind of build up and my mocks, I was getting A's and B's. And when I sat my final exam, I got a D.
Oh no!
I got a D. I crashed out. I failed. Maybe it's just something about exams, Loz. I just don't like exams.
It was the pressure. Couldn't cope under the pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
But do we know whether the event was a success on Saturday?
Everyone involved has said incredibly kind things and nice things about what's happened on the day. And I know it's one of those where the Germans afterwards, they do like to go and celebrate with a beverage. And I know that would have happened as well. No, nobody's told any tales from the beverages afterwards, but I know there would have been.
There probably is going to be some stories. But Curtis, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today. And I can honestly say I have genuinely learned something new, because I didn't know that the 7 Year War was sort of the beginning of what then caused the French Revolution.
And the American and Revolution. The American so Revolution. Much. Yeah, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And just go and have a look at a bit of history. Go and look up your battle honours. If you're part of the British military and you're not familiar with the history of your battle honours, go and check it out, because it's cool.
Well, what else is going on across BFBS? Did you know that you can listen to BFBS radio via that little robot in your home? I'm talking about your smart speaker. It's a great way to access any BFBS radio station just by asking for it. Asking your Alexa to enable BFBS will give you the best sound quality ad-free listening. Plus, you can choose any of our stations. You can also enable the skill via the Alexa app or the Amazon website. And you can head to bfbs.com/smartspeaker to find out more. Well, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Daily Dits. I've been your host, Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.